I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. I'm James Buckley. My co-host is here. It is Jalal Hartley. Hello, Jalal.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
What have you been up to?
Oh, I'm really getting into the social media sort of stuff.
Yeah, I know.
What?
I know you have been. I don't know why, but it's set up on my phone that I get alerts if someone I follow tweets me.
Yeah.
And every time someone tweets you, for some reason you tag my Twitter name in that tweet.
Yeah.
And you reply to everyone. All night, last night, my phone was buzzing next to my head while I was trying to get to sleep. Well irritating. But yeah, you've been enjoying it, haven't you?
Yeah. I'm thinking of getting a MySpace account as well.
Yeah, you should do, yeah.
Apparently that's the next thing.
Listen, I'll show you how to download free music off of Napster.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. But and isn't that illegal?
It is illegal, yeah, but nobody's caught on to it yet. What we got coming up on the show, bruv?
Well, we have got J-Mal's £3 bet. Also, it worked out so well last week when we had two guests on.
Because they could talk amongst themselves. Just relax for a little bit.
Yeah, I had my flapjack.
Made for a better podcast.
So we've got comedian Mark Watson and Adam, who doesn't have a surname, from Full Time Devils, the popular Man United fans channel on YouTube. I think that says. Oh, Ute as in the Ute.
The Ute. Yeah, the Ute.
It is thick, yeah.
We're going to read out some feedback that you guys have given us, and then we'll say goodbye at the end.
Yes. Do you know how to get urine out of a leather sofa?
I assume it was wiped clean on leather.
Oh, okay.
Splashes off.
Okay.
All right, on with the show. Okay, Jalal, it's news time.
Oh, good.
Here are your headlines. Sam Allardyce wants Derren Brown to hypnotise his players. Do what? Push people off of buildings?
Oh, did you see that?
I did, yeah.
One person didn't push anybody off a building, and then three
people
did.
People did, yeah. So three out of four people that he tried this experiment with basically are capable of murder. He reckons the TV hypnotist would do a good job on his players. He said, I just love him. He's unbelievable. I can't imagine Sam Allardyce saying that. I just love him. He's unbelievable in terms of how he manipulates and makes people perform by suggesting certain words. It's absolutely out of this world.
Yeah.
I don't think Allardyce said that, did he? Can I use his tricks on my players?
I don't think he said it in that camp voice.
I don't know. It might be banned. People still think Aaron Ramsey is cursed after Bowie's death. The Arsenal star has gained an unwanted reputation for scoring the day before a high-profile figure's death.
Wow.
Bowie's is just the latest of an increasingly long and bizarre list.
Increasingly long
and bizarre. Yeah. His hit list stretches as far back as 2011 when he scored prior to Osama bin Laden's death.
Prior to it.
And it continued with Ramsey being the angel of death before Whitney Houston, Paul Walker, Steve Jobs and Robin Williams.
So the day before each of those deaths.
Yes, I think so. That's what they're saying. Ramsey actually addressed the bizarre trend in August last year when he said the most ridiculous rumour I've heard is that people die after I score. It's not a rumour, is it? It's a coincidence. I'm sure he doesn't play football and then go, who will I kill this week?
Yeah.
I've just had word from Gunther that since then he's scored again against Liverpool and Alan Rickman died.
Spooky, isn't it? It's really spooky. Who do you think will be the next person to die?
It's getting a bit like that. Do you know what I mean?
A Rolling Stone. One of them's got to go, haven't they?
Well, that's the thing.
Are they just going to carry on?
That's the thing. Like David Bowie going at 69 is... No one expects that. He's either supposed to go like Mark Bolan and be 27 forever.
Yeah.
Or just live forever and ever and ever with Keith Richards.
Yeah.
Dying in your 60s.
Yeah, that's just life expectancy for a man, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, 72 or something.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Cool. You must be worried. Stephen Gerrard denied membership from golf club because he's a nasty man.
He's an evil man.
He's a nasty man.
Evil, evil man.
Evil Stephen Gerrard. Hillside Golf Club have denied Stephen Gerrard's application for membership because of his reputation off the pitch.
Ooh. Golf clubs are very weird places. They get very funny about who's a member and who isn't. I took a shortcut across a golf course once and there were two lady golfers there.
Mm.
And they said, "This is private property. Do you realise you're trespassing?" And I said, "Oh, sorry, I didn't realise." "And it's dangerous. You could, you know, get hit on the head with a golf ball."
There's a golf course in Beverly Hills in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
So you think, oh, who's that going to be full of?
Eddie Murphy.
Actors, yeah. Not allowed.
Why?
People that are actors or media types aren't allowed. They're not. It's their policy.
Why?
They're riff-raff, aren't they? It's like me. It's like me turning up. Just, I've earned a few quid because I've got a poncy job off the television and going, yeah, I want to be in your golf club. They don't want me, the likes of me. They'll be going, excuse me, private property.
In Hollywood.
Yeah, because he plays for LA Galaxy, doesn't he? Probably be able to get in that...
The Beverly Hills one.
The Beverly Hills one.
Yeah.
Because he's not in...
Of course you can, Mr. Gerrard. It's very hazardous, Mr. Gerrard. Oh, you've got to watch out for your balls landing on my
head.
Oh, Mr. Gerrard.
In the studio with us today.
Yeah.
So these are facts that I've got in front of me. One person is one of the country's funniest... Oh, no. Doesn't say funniest. Sorry, Mike.
Oh, I'll take what I get, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh. Does it say shittest?
No. It says finest.
Oh, okay, that'll do. That's all right. If anything, that's a bit nicer than
but
funniest,
what comes after finest?
Yeah.
Comedians and writers.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm really glad that's how sentence ended. Yeah.
Yes. And the other person we've got with us is a presenter on Full Time Devils, a YouTube channel for Manchester United fans.
Oh, that's going to be me, but...
From those... introductions, I'm sure you've already guessed who it is with us.
No.
Is this good, Jalal? Doing all right?
So good.
I think for what it's worth, thanks, it's been very smooth so far. Yeah.
It's Mark Watson and Adam McCullough. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Really appreciate it.
In the end, he's the one that's on the Man U YouTube channel.
I'm the comedian,
yes.
Right?
They will have got it. Well, you could be, actually.
I thought I was a fine comedian.
You might be. Fine. I don't know.
Yeah, but he's
the
finest.
When people go to a Mark Watson gig, they always walk out and go, "That was damn fine."
That was that was mighty fine.
That was fine work.
Well, then, or they go away going, "That was fine."
You're a lifelong Bristol City fan.
How do you know you're going to be a lifelong Bristol City fan?
Yeah, lifelong to this moment,
so
I suppose.
So far,
yeah, I suppose, unlike with footballers, it's quite hard for fans to get a transfer, really. I've repeatedly put myself out there on the market, but I've had hardly any offers. Occasionally, I go on loan to another team. Like, my dad supports Bournemouth, so I went to see them at Leicester the other week. I've been to... If I've got mates, I'll you know, obviously go with them. But I'm basically stuck, I think, with this now.
Really?
You say, though, life is long. It could be that the club doesn't survive as long as me, for example.
Or they merge with another club.
That sort of thing, yeah. That is a troubling thought. But if you live long enough, you see all sorts of stuff happen, don't you? It's unlikely, but football could be obsolete, I suppose, if I live long enough. But I doubt it, because I drink quite a lot.
Never.
It won't be.
And hopefully not. We're doing quite badly. We won the league last year, as in League One. So promoted into the Championship and struggling at the new level.
Didn't you beat Middlesbrough the other day?
Beat Middlesbrough on Saturday, having good sacked result. The manager. They panicked and sacked the manager last week, and immediately, as always happens after a sacking, it was the best result of the season, probably.
Yeah.
In fact, we beat Middlesbrough twice, and they're top of the Championship.
It was like a panic thing. It sort of makes me think of like when you sort of split up, you have an argument with your your partner and you split. Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about. Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, what? Basically, it will be a bit like that now. Yeah. Well, now I sleep with a few managers almost at random to see what happens. Yeah.
And you said, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that might have been all right, actually, if you'd seen it through. I think I felt like you panicked there a little bit.
I did. I sacked myself.
You basically did. You resigned. Yeah. You decided that the time had come for you to resign from the joke.
Yeah.
Have you?
It takes a big man sometimes to walk away and say, this isn't right.
Yeah, you're the bigger man for it.
Yeah. I'd love it if the number of times on stage I've started saying something and thought it'd be good if I could just someone else could just finish this off. If I could just walk away from this now.
Yeah. Who would you like to see get the job? Who would you like to see come in?
Well, the thing is, they partly Cotter wasn't able to sign, bring the players in that he wanted because we're still too small a club. So in a way, we need a more glamorous manager. I think. For example, with Moyes, you all have fond memories of Moyes. Moyes used to play for us.
And fond memories.
He's available. Yeah, lovely memories. more goals than per game in those days. See, for us, Moyes would be a big capture, but probably he wouldn't want to come because he's used to managing, say, Man U or Sociedad.
I don't think he's really.
He's not used to managing Man U.
Well, he's not used to it anymore. Yeah, it's true. He's probably forgotten. I shouldn't think his swipe card still works. Yeah, no,
he never got used to it.
No, actually true. It didn't become a habit for him. Or Monk could be quite good because he's only just left the. And he was a bit unlucky to leave the run away because someone like that's managed in the Premier League would be good because that would convince players that it's not stupid to sign for us. Or Nigel Pearson, but he is a maniac, but he does seem to be quite a good manager.
He's quite scary, isn't he?
He is scary. He kept calling that man an ostrich, for example, didn't he?
Yeah, that was bizarre.
It was a strange business.
It was like a sort of Tyson Fury rant. I wanted to go, can we get this man another handful of words to use?
It's very much like that. Yeah, he did, he's had one of those moments in life where you just can't stop saying ostrich and you have to just see it through, basically.
And also the word stupid or something, or like...
He says something like...
Because I don't know where you've been.
It's a stupid question.
Wherever you've been, it's stupid.
Stupid and you're stupid. An ostrich is a stupid, so you're an ostrich. It was a classic press conference, yeah. So I think I'd like to see Pearson. I'd like us to have a manager who could maybe rebuild the squad as Pearson would do, but also would occasionally really let himself down like that. Unfortunately, I think that might put the owners off him because he.
Or if they're up for a laugh.
Yeah, that's the thing. It'd be great.
If I was an owner, I'd be like, yeah, get him in.
I'm surprised he's not been given the job because he's so mad, yeah.
I've got some feedback here.
Here, go on.
Connor Beattie says, Gilao is one strange person.
One strange person?
Yes. I'd argue that you're about 5 or 6 strange people.
Yes, all fighting it out in the same body.
Yeah. Thank you, Connor.
I suppose we don't really see the world as it is. We see it as we are.
Good on you. Mm. Sorry, Mr. Bowie. Sam Elwell, or Sam Elwell, writes, quality. Jalal is awesome. And obs, James is sick as well.
Well, I've been trying to convince you of that for a while. That you are very, very ill.
Yeah, I don't think he means it like that. I think Sam might be part of the youth.
Oh, he's like sort of on MySpace. Yeah.
But that's the market. That's what you've got to tap into.
Oh, to the youth market.
Yeah, because these kids would buy anything. Ian Waghorn asks, please, no more West Ham. More gardening features.
No more what?
West Ham.
West Ham, West Ham, West Ham!
Well, Ian, you've inadvertently added more West Ham by your comments.
By using the trigger word.
Maybe you'll learn.
If you do want to leave us comments, look, if it's that you really like the West Ham thing, please tweet James_Buckley because he loves to hear about that. Well, in fact, anytime anybody does tweet me about the West Ham thing, saying how much they love it, I try to include you. But you should go direct to the horse's mouth.
I'm not a fan of the West Ham thing. I think it's annoying. It's divided a lot of our listeners. We'll see what you have to say about the West Ham.
Get in touch with James Buckley on Twitter.
Get in touch on Twitter at Jalal Hartley.
At James Buckley.
And leave...
James_Buckley.
We can say, start to win the title, start to win the title.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's not our job. Our job is to win the next match.
Next match.
We have to fight for the next match. And we want to win next match.
Next match!
Hi, Adam.
Hi, James.
Full-time Devils. It's having its third birthday or it's had its third birthday?
The full-time, we started about 2 years ago, just as Sir Alex Ferguson was about to leave.
Right.
So during his last season. So the channel's been going for about nearly three years. I think it's 3 years in February.
Okay.
So it's been going for a while now. We started off very small, doing videos from our webcams in the house and going to the games and home and away with my old man. And I just thought, let's do fan cams. And then we got involved with the fan cam thing and it's just spiraled from there, really. And it's taken us to America, Russia, Germany. We've just gone everywhere and people know us and it's just like, you know me.
That's great.
Because we did like some video stuff last week that went on the Arsenal.
Arsenal fan TV.
You can't talk about other TVs when we were talking to.
You can. I don't mind. You know them.
All right. Somebody commented on. Somebody,
surely there's a rivalry like the football teams.
This is nothing to do. Somebody commented on the video about you.
Yeah.
Just beard different, but he has same face voice.
Funny, isn't it?
YouTube comments are the best thing in the world. Yeah. Like, literally the best thing ever.
I can't believe you don't have plastic surgery for each role you play.
I know.
For your voice as well.
A lot of people have said to me, I can't believe you haven't had plastic surgery yet. Your most popular video was after United lost 3-0 at home to Man City in 2014, which David Moyes was proclaimed the biggest fool in Manchester.
Yeah, so it's a couple of days before April Fool's Day.
Right. Brilliant.
We've got Liverpool next. And this is, you got to remember, these things aren't scripted or these aren't.
These are just genuine,
like, people that are there. And they just. He was angry, so he wasn't even saying it as a joke.
So when you talk to fans, the more angry and upset they are, the more entertaining.
Yes, but so, at the end of the day, I'm a Manchester United fan.
So I know, but
we don't. I don't. When we lose, I feel guilty for standing there with the camera and a mic because I feel like win, lose, or draw. So
you got to sever that loyalty.
No, I can't sever that loyalty.
Put your producer cap on.
No,
just think about the Rangers.
I haven't got a producer cap.
I'll make you one. Shall I get you one?
Wayne Rooney. He scored 4 games in a row. Where do you stand on him? Like
I absolutely love him for what he's done for the club. He's been part of one of our most successful eras at Manchester United. He's won literally everything bar the FA Cup for the club.
Yeah.
He's going to be our top goal scorer, whether we like it or not. He'll eventually overtake Bobby Charlton.
Mm.
So his achievements, you've got to give him respect. But I mean, in the last 18 to 24 months, I don't know whether it's result of Louis van Gaal's tactics or him just being burnt out because of how long he's been playing, but
yeah.
He hasn't been good enough. And after a game, I give my review, and at the beginning of the season, I was always saying Wayne Rooney will come good. Just stick with him. He'll come good. But then, if you remember Wayne Rooney, even when he didn't score, he'd perform, and he just stopped doing that recently. And he was like, "Come on, we need to move on. I think we need to get rid of him." But fair play to him. He's come back. He's working hard, and he's got a few goals. So
it's the fact that he's one of the top three best played players in the world. Like that, if I was a United fan, that is what would rankle me the most. The fact that a few million every month is going to him.
The wages thing doesn't bother me. It's not going in the Glazers' pockets, so I'm happy with that. The Glazers, the owners, I'm not sure if you're familiar
with
the way they are. They've sucked money left, right and centre out of our club. So when they're spending that on wages, who cares? You know what I mean? It's for the football team. It's for the benefit.
Yeah, but if you're paying a player £300,000 a week,
does he deserve that?
No.
That's probably why we can't get rid of him as well. Who will pay him those wages apart from Manchester United?
Yeah.
Real Madrid, Barcelona, they wouldn't. He'd have to go to America or China or something like that to get that sort of money. So, can't see it happening.
No.
But Joe, having said that, I respect
you. You're on about 300 grand a week, aren't you?
Yeah. What?
You're on about 300 grand a week, aren't you?
Yeah.
For this podcast.
Is that excluding bonuses?
For this podcast.
I don't know.
And I'd argue the same thing about you. I don't know whether you're...
Pulling
your weight.
I don't know. I have drifted off, I'll be honest.
It's Barclays £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet.
It's time now for Buckley's £3 bet, where me and Jalal use our expert football knowledge to help me with my weekly accumulator. Leicester Stoke. What are you saying?
Leicester.
You've gone for Leicester?
Yes.
I've also gone for Leicester. I'm not on this Stoke bandwagon, to be honest. Not part of it. Not part of the Stoke bandwagon.
No.
Everyone's so far up Stoke's arse at the moment. They had a couple of good games over the Christmas period. Oh, God, they're playing like Barcelona. I admit they've been playing well lately, but there's still plenty of time, plenty of games the rest of the season for it to all go back to the usual boring status quo. Palace Tottenham. That's this weekend. I'm going to the game. I'm going to be there.
I'm sorry to say, probably Tottenham.
I've said Tottenham as well. Yeah, Palace, they're having a bad patch at the moment. And I don't think, even though Spurs lost against Leicester recently, I don't think playing Tottenham right now is the best way to try and get out of a sticky patch.
No, it's sort of out of the frying pan into the fire.
It's a little bit, isn't it?
Mm.
Or I'd say out of the fire into the frying pan.
Yeah, or maybe out of the frying pan into a skillet. They're on a griddle.
On a griddle, yeah.
Yeah, but they've been oiled, not the griddle. Never oil the griddle, oil the food.
Watford, Newcastle. What are you going
with? I would say Watford. And not just because I support Watford.
Yeah.
Just because you would think, looking at the table. But Watford haven't been that great the last few games. So.
I've gone for a draw.
Have you?
Yeah.
Mm.
My gut. You know my gut?
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
Yeah.
I get to hear it.
Yeah. he's saying to me, it's a he, by the way, misogynist. he says to me, Newcastle will get something from that game. It's at Watford as well, Watford are at home.
If it was a draw,
yeah,
I would not be surprised. What? You're yawning.
Yeah, just yawning.
Because you've done your bit. Yeah. Okay. I guess we should move on because James is bored.
Next match.
This is convenient. Your brother, he's a football coach and current co-owner of Biangon.
Yes, a team in Mongolia. I'm the co-owner with him, in fact.
Right.
We put a grand in between us to buy them out. Sort of
brilliant.
Like Abramovich style. But my brother's done some work in... He's coached in Micronesia, a couple of other places. He wound up in Mongolia briefly. He found out he had this scheme to buy this sort of Mongolian second division team. As I say, it's basically a bit like Abramovich, but just with very
a
much
slightly
smaller
amount. Scale.
And yeah. no sort of, we haven't got the same access to blood money as. So it's sort of like a real life version of Football Manager. We're now looking to bring players to Mongolia. It's not an easy sell in a way.
No.
Because it's too cold to play for nearly all the year. And. So they finished just outside the promotion in the second division last year. We're now looking to build
second
some...
Division? How many teams are there?
There's only really two divisions, but there's about 12 teams in each league or something.
Wow.
It's hard to know, to be honest, because I can't read their language.
How often do you get over
there? I haven't been out yet. I'm kind of the brains and the cash behind it, but it's... Paul has been out a few times, though, and he's going out again shortly. We're hoping to buy a player from Kazakhstan and take him over there.
Right.
I mean, it's an odd exercise, really, but ultimately we want to build a sort of superpower there.
Yeah.
And enter things like the Asian Cup, as long as it doesn't cost more than another sort of few hundred quid.
Yeah.
Or if we can find another sponsor. It's basically just a fun thing to try and build a massive football club in a place I think no one really lives.
I think Bournemouth are looking for people to sponsor and things. Yeah. So hopefully.
It wouldn't cost very much. For a few grand, they could basically own the club and call them Bournemouth FC, I thought. Yeah.
Are you doing making something out of the like material out?
He's filming it pretty much all his trips and stuff, and yes, in the end we'll probably he wrote a book about his time in Micronesia, and he also filmed all that, and probably end up on the YouTube channel. Hey, YouTube's quite big now, isn't it?
It's all right, yeah.
I think it would make like a good film.
It would be, yeah. I mean, we're making sure we sort of document it all, because it is, he's mostly just doing it. Yeah, it's quite a niche interest, but then...
Did it have a large fan base? Like, have you made any radical... Like, when Giggs and Cole took over Salford, they changed the kit colour and... Have you made any big decisions?
We haven't done any sort of Salford City-style stuff yet, but the plan will be to really stamp ourselves on it in the next couple of years. Maybe change the kit and the... if we got sponsored...
Well, you can just put like your novel on the shirts or something.
That is a nice idea. That'd be great.
I was really, really close to sponsoring my local pub team.
Really?
Just for a laugh.
And what, have your face on the shirt?
Yes, I wanted to have my face like that on a shirt.
I mean, that'd be pretty good.
Have them run out. And they were like, yeah, let's do it. And I was like, yeah, okay. But then just laziness stopped that from happening.
That's a shame.
So I just never got around to doing the official...
having your face on people's shirts, that didn't...
No.
But what if it was in Mongolia?
Yeah, do it in Mongolia.
You'd be like a god to Mongolian football fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like the idea of that. Mongolian god.
Mongolian god. I like their barbecues.
I'm just putting some stuff in my bag. Do you know why that is?
Is it time? Is it home time?
It's home time. The bell's gone. It's home time.
Has your mummy come to pick you up?
No, my mum's not coming.
Why?
Because I live quite close, so I get to walk home on my
own. You're allowed to walk home?
Yeah.
Even in winter when it's dark?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Mm.
I'll have to wait for my mum to come and get me.
Make sure you subscribe on iTunes, because we've recently learnt that more subscribers help us get up that chart, which I'm obsessed with. Don't even have to listen to the podcast. Just subscribe.
It's free, so it's no skin off your nose. No. Just subscribe. And if you don't subscribe, please subscribe.
Yes, and even if you're not listening to this now, please subscribe.
Yeah, even if you're not even alive, even if you've never existed, please subscribe and tell all your...
If Aaron Ramsey has scored recently and has been the main factor in your...
demise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please still subscribe to this podcast.
Yeah, and if you can't, then could you... If leave it in your will or something like that.
That would be helpful, yeah.
In fact, that would be good. If everybody could
subscribe,
get their executors to of their wills.
Yeah.
Anyway, get in touch with your solicitor, family solicitor.
Yes.
And ask them to put that in your will.
I think beneficiaries should
subscribe to it. I think we've made ourselves clear.
I think we've made our point. Keep checking out dreamteamfc.com for all the latest funny bits of football news, that sort of lad banter.
I'm feeling glad all over, yes I am, glad all over, baby.
So James is gone, it's just me here, I'm still waiting for my mum to come and pick me up. Happens quite a lot, let's be honest.
My mother's
here. Hi mum.
I've been waiting outside for 20 minutes, Jalal.
I've heard some rumours about you and Stephen Gerrard.
What, about his balls?
Yes, yeah. About his balls.
The rumours are right.
Tell me honestly.
Go on. Speak, boy.
Yeah, I'm trying to. It's just a delicate matter. Did I ever have a brother?
Oh, Jalal, I wish you wouldn't ask me that.
No, go on. Did I ever have a brother? Because I know you spent some time in Croydon, and... You know, about 10 months, and nobody can really account for those 10 months.
Jalal, you know our family is chock full of illegitimate children.
Yeah, I know that.
I can't remember which one it very well might be. The odds are you're related to most people.
Is James Buckley my brother? Because we have the same allergies. I just want to know if there's any truth to the rumour that one day there'll be a sitcom about two brothers... One who's been brought up in St Albans and one who hasn't. One who eats McDonald's and one who eats vegetables.
Let me tell you this, Jalal.
Yeah.
You're listening?
I'm listening, Mother.
You're related. The pair of you.
Me and James.
Right? But he's not your brother.
What is he then?
Your father.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.